This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abaim. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We are up to Simen Ayin Vav Sif Zayin. Safek im Tzavavayis, if you're Mesupik, is there Tzaya in the house? Mutter Likros, you're allowed to say Shema. Dechezkas Vayishim Ba Tzaya. The house has a presumptive status that there's no tzaya. Safek im tzaya ba'ashba. If you're a mesupik, you're in doubt whether there's tzaya in the garbage usher, then it is prohibited. Mishum dechezgas ashba sheyesh ba'tzaya. A ashba, a garbage heap, is in a presumptive status that there is tzaya. Aval safek mei raglayim. But if there's urine, afilu ba'ashba, even by a garbage mutter, mishum tlai aso tayr likwes k'neged mei raglayim. The Torah never prohibited to say Shema opposite urine. Ela keneged amud shel kiluach, only opposite the flow. Va'achar shenafal loy mitzar lemidrabanan, and after it falls, it's only rabbinic. Uvisveikan loy gazu, and they were not gozer by a suffik. So suffik in the house, you're allowed to say Shema. Suffik in the garbage, it's aser, it's b'cheskas etzaya. Suffik meraglayim is mutter even ba'ashba, because meraglayim is only drabanan. The iser d'oraisa is only connected the flow. Says the Mishneh Berurah of katan chavez mutter likrois v'hecha d'matzot tzaya. Where you find tzaya, any adam who tzayas klavim ashar behim avachayo tzayas adam. You're not sure, is it the tzaya of a dog, which is mutter, or another animal, or the tzaya of a person? You follow what is more likely. If there are children, if there are babies, more than there are dogs in the area, then even the house is aser v'adin ibcha ba'ashba. Likewise, the opposite in a garbage. If there are more dogs around than little babies, then it's mutter. If there are more dogs, we will assume it's from a dog and it's mutter. This is talking about where you check the garbage. And the only tzai you found was this. So then we could say if there are more dogs around than children, then it's mutter. Then, but if you didn't check the ashba, haloy amrino, we already said, the stam ashba chazak sheish ba tzaya. Stam, a garbage, has a presumptive status that there is tzaya. Deregilin lihipanoy sham, because that area is usually used for a person to defecate. B'chein pasku achroinim, kamogin avram, the achroinim also paskin like the mogin avram. This is the Magen Avram who says, Azlinan bazeh basar hamatzoy. In other words, in a situation where you have tzaya and you don't know who it's from, so we would follow the Magen Avram that we go basar hamatzoy. So if they're children, then even babayis it's asar. If they're more klavim, then even ba'ashba it's mutter. Now what age tzaya do you have to be careful from? In Simen Pei Aleph Sivkat and Bezen Gimel, it's when a child would normally eat a kezayis of dagon b'chdei achilas pras, and the right thing to do is even to distance from the tzaya of a katan ben shmoyne yamim. Okay, we'll see that when we get to Simen Pei Aleph. Now, a bias is b'cheska that doesn't have tzaya v'imatzoy shom ketan. If there are a lot of children there, tzarach livdoik, you would have to check it. Again, that was back in the day where it was there was a likelihood that there was an issue. Okay. The Mishneh Berurah continues. The Chezkas Ashba. Lav Chazaka Gemura. It's not an absolute Chazaka. D'im ken afil b'mei raglayim haya asar. Because if it was a Chazaka, there was if there's an absolute Chazaka, then even by meiraglayim, if you're mesupik of this meiraglayim, we should say chazaka. El rotzolaymar shadarach lihimatzei sham tzaya. It is likely to have tzaya there. Alkein, therefore, aser at sheyivdak, it's aser until you check. Achakach matzasi shekein kasav alavush. Afterwards, says the Chavetz Chaim, I found that the Levush also says this. So this can't be an outright chazaka, because safik meiraglayim, we would not say safik drabban lekula if there's a chazaka. It's just a derech. Safek meiraglayim. V'im hu yoder shu kan meiraglayim. If you know there is urine here, v'nestapik im hito l'sechel rius man b'kiyotzbay, and you're mesupik whether a revius of water was put in it, kasav v'chay adam, chay adam writes, t'kim des chazak yisura, since it's a cheskas isur. There definitely is urine. The question is whether you took care of it properly. Asura, it's asur. I'm sorry, kivan des chazak yisur, since it's b'cheskas isur, azlina l'chumra, we would go l'chumra afilu b'molsa d'rabbanan, even something d'rabbanan mekamaka, and b'shas hadchak. Nevertheless, if there's a pressing circumstance, she'yizbata yedeze mekrishma tefila, that you will lose out on shema and tefila. And so therefore, in other words, the case is, there was meraglam, and you're not sure if you were mevatalit. Yuchal lismach ala poiskim, you can rely on those poiskim that hold, that afilu b'ze azlinan l'kula b'molsa d'rabbanan. That even in such a case, we would be makel on an Isser Drabana. We would not use Chazaka, but we would say Savik Draban Lukula. V'im era loy kezeh b'tsoya. If such a thing happened by tsoya, namely, the Hainu Shu Yodea Sheh Kan Sababais, you know there was tsoya. V'nestapik im pinu. The question is, you're mesupik if you cleared it out. Nira de Asr Likrois. It would seem that it's Asr to say Shema Ulespalel. Adshi is baraloi, because now it's not a suffix de rabbanon, it's a suffix de raisa. Nira de asr likros as well as she is baraloi, de halohi milsa de raisa. I'm not sure why the Chavetz Chaim says nira, l'chayra it is pashat. Now, by even in an ashpa, we would be makel by suffix meraglayim. Now we're talking about where you checked the garbage. Shalay nimtsa batsoya, that you didn't find tsoya. V'gam she'in magia mimena reich ra, and it doesn't smell. D'ilav hachi, because otherwise, forget the meraglayim, there's an issue of tsoya. Tepek le'mishem ashba gufa. You should establish it that it's prohibited because of the garbage itself. K'may shukasa b'simen ayin tesiv ches. K'neged ho'amud. Opposite the flow. Urine dripping out of someone is not considered a flow, and it's not asur midaraisa. But the Divrei Chaim, amazingly, the Grach Sanzer questions this ruling of the Rosh Ayin Sham. Later on, in the Hakdama to Siman Ayin Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Pepshitos, Shoyseis Ein is only Drabanan. Okay, Rabbi, so let's hold it over here. Regarding Monday, I'm not sure. I don't know yet. Stay tuned for the upcoming schedule, okay? Thanks everybody for joining. Have a great Shabbos HaGadol. And have a Gadol Shabbos HaGreat. Have a Kotov, Agon Shabbos, Kotov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.